All right, we're moving right into episode 34 in the study of 1 Corinthians. We're in chapter 9, verses 19 through 23. My name is Lena. Welcome to Morning Minutes. The title of the series is Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. Today, a very practical teaching from 1 Corinthians 9 on how to love others to Jesus. Did you know that you could love others to Jesus? Let me read you these verses first, and then I'll give you some thoughts. Verse 19 says, Paul writes, "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessing." How to love others to Jesus. First of all, number one, you want to love others for Jesus, all right? This is so basic that it's almost not worth mentioning, but if you want to love others for Jesus, you want that. And this whole chapter, chapter 9, has been about priorities, about living for what matters the most, about being focused in your life, about giving up your rights. Paul had a right to be paid for the ministry, but he didn't do it for money. He did it for compulsion, because of his love for the Lord. And he wasn't doing it for the pleasure of people and what people would say about him, but for the glory of Christ. And why? Because Paul loved people, and in order to love people, you have to want to love them. You can wake up in the morning and be like, man, everyone's getting on my nerves. I don't want to see anybody today. Some days I wake up this way, and a realigning of your vision to the gospel puts you back in the place where you see the love of Christ towards you, and as a result, you want to love others for Jesus. This requires that you see the importance of the message. So when you live your life with knowing nothing except the cross of Jesus, that's the importance of the message. It's that there is a life beyond this earth, that there's an eternity coming, that things matter. And this requires not just that you see the importance of the message, but that you see the value of each life. Every single life matters. The life of a terrorist matters. The life of a homosexual matters. If you're a conservative Christian, you might be like, well, I'm not going to share Christ with him. You're wrong. You're wrong. The life of a transgender person matters. The life of a, by the way, if you're, maybe you're progressive and listening, the life of a conservative Christian matters. Every life matters. The life of an African American matters. The life of an Arab matters. The life of a Scandinavian white person matters. Every person is made in the image of God. You want to love others. This requires that you think biblically about your life and about life in general. Are you thinking biblically? When you go to high school, if you're listening in your high schooler, are you thinking biblically about the people in your high school class? You might be like, well, I don't want to hang around them because then everybody's going to think I'm fill in the blank. And of course, you're young and you'll learn, but I see adults who haven't learned it. You go to church, you don't want to be seen with a certain crowd. And first, you want to love others for Jesus. Second, you want to be willing to be flexible for Jesus. This is what Paul's saying. He's like, man, I've become all things to all men that I might by all means save some. And so there's a flexibility of giving up your rights, of not having to always do it a certain way. You know, there's areas. Now Paul isn't sinning for this. You know, he's not like, oh, I want sinners to feel good about themselves, therefore I'm sinning. No, we're not saying that. But be flexible with your desires and with your decisions. Be flexible with your battles. You don't always have to win every argument. Be flexible with the words that come out of your mouth. Be flexible with where you go on vacation. You might make choices that you have a right to do it differently, but you might choose to go on vacation somewhere because you know you're going to see somebody that you need to see because you need to tell them about Jesus, because you are going to do what Paul did, which is you become weak that you might win the weak. You become all things to all people that by all means you might save some. Do you prioritize life to this degree? Do you know that Jesus did? He became man. God became man. He came to this earth, he was born in a manger because he prioritized us, he loved us. And so that is a gospel model of living with love. You want to be willing to be flexible for Jesus. And thirdly, you want to be diligent to keep in mind the long game. All right? Life doesn't end here and now. We're living for eternity. Do you keep in mind the long game? You know, you might say, well, I was flexible yesterday and it didn't pay off. Listen, save people don't get saved. It takes people sometimes decades to come to the Lord. Think about your own life and how long it's taken you to change in certain areas. And God has patiently waited. And we ought to have that same characteristic as we allow Christ to live in us. Remember, we talked in 1 Corinthians, I think it was early in chapter 3, and then again in chapter 6, about how we're a temple of God, and God's Spirit is living in us, and we're not our own. So are you allowing God to love others in the long haul? You don't have to see it today, but someday you will share in the blessings. And so you might not here on this earth, but are you still willing to love others to Jesus, even if it takes years and decades to do that? Do you want to love others? Are you flexible enough to love others? And are you willing to stay in it for the long haul? Those are piercing questions. They're convicting questions, but they're questions that we as a church, we as the people of God, have to answer biblically and have to answer Christ-likely, if there's such a word. Listen, we can say all day long that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, but if we don't display the love of Christ to others, then they're just words that we're saying. Let them be more than words. Let them be actions and words and deed, not just in say. I love you guys. Sometimes the Word of God is challenging, and always it's challenging, but let's submit ourselves to it as God changes the way that we think, the way that we live, and the way that we reflect His glory. I will see you again tomorrow. Have a great day.